Hello, lovely soul. This is my new daily offering. I tap into the messages and energies from various symbols and sources, as always with my messages guided by the High Council. Comprised of archangels, Gaia and other ascended planetary representatives from other star systems, ascended masters, galactics, fae, animal spirits and the dragons. Today is February 5th, 2021, your daily spiritual guidance and energy update. Today we have Sign, Scorpio, Sagittarius. Element, Water, Fire. Symbol, Bears. The number 3 and 12. Crystal, Shiva Lingam. Tarot card, Queen of Wands. Today's energies: Scorpio, Sagittarius, Water, Fire, Bear, number 3, Shiva Lingam and Queen of Wands. Today's moon: the moon is in Scorpio until 12:16 p.m., after which the moon is in Sagittarius. The void moon occurs from 4:19 a.m. to 12:16 p.m. The moon is waning and in its third quarter phase. The third quarter moon occurred yesterday, and the new moon will happen on the 11th. Mercury is retrograde from January 30th to February 20th. Moon in Scorpio, a fixed water sign. Today we end the cycle of the moon in Scorpio. It's more the bear in the river that the Scorpio is bringing in today, up until noon when he decides he's had enough to eat and takes a long nap. The energies coming in through Scorpio will be about making things more stable, assisting the relationships that are most close to you home, and if you have your own business or partners, then now is a good time to take some inventory with them and see if you're all headed in the same direction. There's a lot of internal change that is driving external change, but that's always slower-usually- unless things are meant to change quickly. This could definitely happen with the opportunities and the desire to step away from times of uncertainty about relationships and finances and the cost of your relationships and how finances affect your partnerships. Moon in Sagittarius, a mutable fire sign. Today we begin our time with the energies of Sagittarius, and let's just say we're in for some heat in the middle of winter. Passion, sensuality, tapping into the divine feminine is what it's about with the incoming energies. Sag is one of the signs that have been given the assignment, along with Leo and Aries, to work on the balancing of the divine feminine and the divine masculine. In particular, working on maturing the divine masculine, being less egoic and more about the we/me being the way of the past, and the balancing of the US is where the fire is taking us for both the divine feminine and masculine. Sag, and that burning fire and smoldering passion, just loves conversation. I should know, as a professional messenger, communicator, the fire energy that the Sag is eager to share with the rest of the party has it in abundance, and it's getting into the energies of one big powwow for the light bodies who are headed in the same direction. I get the vision of a bunch of fireballs on a bullet train, headed for the future, and recognizing their power and all coming together to create a force of nature that the collective will most certainly feel. This means that more of us will be finding connections to each other, and for the ones already established, creative, bonding and constructive conversations are to be had over the next few days, as we have Venus heading into alignment with Saturn and the Moon in harmony. They are tapping into the best parts of the Queen of Wands, the perfect representative to work on balancing out the light and dark forces of the divine feminine. Bears. We are tapping into the male and female/mother energies of bears for our symbol today. First, we'll tap in with that tremendous potent male energy of the bear. He's contemplative, and not exerting a lot of energy, because he's busy thinking about how he wants things to be in the future. He knows how he's done things, and a lot of the time it's been brute force, or just his presence that shifts the energy enough. Either way, he realizes that he's spent too much time standing up and making a big deal of his power and strength, and possibly has done so to intimidate fellow males, but he has a lot to think about when it comes to being dominant with the females in his life. This isn't to say he's been abusive, although there has been moments. It's more about him and his needs, his feelings, and what's going on with him that has been the headliner of the show, and she has nurtured and cared and supported him, and what he needed so they could both be happy. However, he's noticing that she has structured her energy and time and life in a way that doesn't revolve around him, and it's left him to take care of his own needs, making him realize that his depth is what is in question. It's time to balance out the energies within us with this dynamic. Feast or famine when it comes to being driven, goal-oriented and selfish, but not so much about self-care and nurturing ourselves on a physical and emotional level, and either we've relied on others for that or we neglect ourselves to the point of being physically or emotionally and energetically messed up. Our female/mother bear is coming into the point of her life where she is ready to pay attention to her own needs. She can continue to care for her cubs and her partner, but finally it's that time she's been waiting for, when the stars all align and her guidance says to find her own cave and hibernate for the winter alone with her thoughts of the future and about building a life for herself that is creational because her soul needs it, not because she is a vessel for another's creation. She will be tested, now more than ever, by the cubs and the partners that are used to her ways of clearing negative energy for them, but she knows that she can't always be there for them, and if they are to get strong and survive, then they have to figure it out for themselves. As for her partnership, let's face it, when it's come to nurturing the family that's been left at her feet and she hasn't had the opportunity to step into her artistic and creational self, to explore the paths that she saw, but was too busy to explore before. Now she is remembering, and she is in need of a little playtime by herself to get to know the power of the female, not just the mother, to use her fierceness for herself and her journey, not just to protect and nurture her loved ones. The number 3. Via Joanne Sacred Scribes. Adding up the numbers of the date for today and we get 12, which reduces to 3. I am being guided to share information on both the 3 and 12 for today. Using traditional numerology for the 3, and getting into angel number 12. The number 3 is the perfect number for the energies of today, and it's representing the balance of the mind, body, spirit, the divine feminine and the divine masculine energies coming through with each ascended master. They all had the balance within them, and there also must be balance in the Great Mother, which is what the Empress represents, which was showcased a few days ago, Gaia coming in with messages of rebirth. Number 3 resonates with the energies of optimism and joy, inspiration and creativity, speech and communication, good taste, imagination and intelligence, sociability and society, friendliness, kindness and compassion. Number 3 also relates to art, humor, energy, growth, expansion and the principles of inquiries, spontaneity, broad-minded thinking, synthesis, triad, heaven, human, earth, past, present, future, thought, word, action, demonstrates love through creative imagination, comprehensive, fulfillment, encouragement, assistance, talent and skills, culture, wit, a love of fun and pleasure, freedom-seeking, adventure, exuberance, brilliance, free form, being brave, non-confrontational, free form, rhythm, passion, surprise, sensitivity, self-expression, affability, enthusiasm, youthfulness, enlivenment, psychic ability, manifesting and manifestation. Number 3 resonates with the energies of the Ascended Masters and indicates that the Ascended Masters are around you, assisting when asked. The Ascended Masters help you to focus on the divine spark within yourself and others, and assist with manifesting your desires. They help you to find peace, clarity and love within. The urge of number 3 is to conserve the growing faith in yourself while encouraging others to expand their faith as well. 3 is to do with the performing arts. The number 3 is considered to be feminine and introvert and relates to the planet Jupiter. The tarot card representative of the 3 energy is the Empress. The number 3 symbolizes the principles of growth. When the initiating force of 1 unites with the germinating energy of 2, there is fruitfulness equals 3, the Trinity. 3 signifies that there is a synthesis present, that imagination and an outpouring of energy is in action. The thought of one and the fertility of two results in the creativity of three. The joy and happiness of the three vibration is to be shared with others. The three energy is optimistic and fun-loving and strives to uplift and color its surroundings. They tend to be the joker, have a wonderful sense of humor and are very charismatic. The three energy is enlivening, youthful and enthusiastic, and their talents lay within communications of all kinds. Number three represents the principle of increase, expansion, growth and abundance on the physical, emotional, mental, financial and spiritual levels. When the number three is affecting you, it is often difficult to avoid putting on weight. The triad-body, soul, and spirit. The ruler-Venus. Angel number 12. Via Joanne Sacred Scribes. Number 12 is a blend of the attributes and energies of the number 1 and number 2. Number 1 relates to new beginnings, motivation, progress, self-reliance, achievement, and attainment. Number 2 carries the vibrations of duality, diplomacy and adaptability, partnership and relationships, sensitivity and selflessness. Number 2 also resonates with faith and trust and your divine life purpose and soul mission. Number 12 represents cycles of experience and regeneration towards a higher consciousness, knowledge and higher wisdom, sensitivity, education and the intellect. The go-getting number 1 blended with the sensitive number 2 makes the number 12 a very balanced number. Angel number 12 is a message from your angels not to be hindered by old habits that need to be changed. It tells you to look to new experiences with optimism as they will bring about favorable and positive effects and opportunities. This helps with achieving goals and aspirations, and allows for the old to be replaced with the new. When the angel number 12 appears, your angels may be telling you to look to different ways to enhance your home, garden and surrounds. This includes matters within the house and family arena. The angels encourage you to surround yourself with love and gaiety. Angel number 12 is a message from your angels to ensure that what you put out to the universe is of a positive nature. You are asked to stay on a positive path and to use your natural skills, talents and abilities to their utmost for the benefit of yourself and others. Number 12 also relates to the number 3, 1 plus 2 to 3, and angel number 3. A Shiva Lingam for sale. Shiva Lingam is a crystal I haven't not worked with and I'm not familiar with it one bit, and that's why I'm so excited about it. I love new discoveries. It was a typo in Google that brought it into my world, and I can't tell you the vibrations that came through me as my discovery about this crystal unfolded. My guides whispering to me that this crystal has the perfect energies to go with bears and to balance the fire of Queen of Wands by bringing in all of the elements, like this crystal does. Via thecrystalcouncil.com. Shiva Lingam is a tough crypto-crystalline quartz with impurities that give it a very unique appearance. This stone has iron oxide deposits within it, said to come from a meteor that crashed into the river millions of years ago. It contains a mixture of agate, basalt, and jasper. The color of this stone is primarily gray or pale brown with brown-red patches, stripes, or rings throughout. No two Shiva Lingam stones are alike, each one is unique. The most defining characteristic of Shiva Lingam is its smooth egg shape, which is formed from natural tumbling within the Narmada River, where it is gathered and hand-polished by villagers. The Narmada River is one of the seven holy sites of India, and one of the five holy rivers, located in Ankra Mandata, in western India. Shivalingams represent the beginning of all creation and are physical manifestations of divine male and female energies. They embody the masculine energies through their solid oval shapes and the feminine through their many unique patterns. It is through this formation that they are able to link to the force of creation. Just as humans can physically birth new life through connection of the male and female bodies. Shiva Lingam aids in understanding polaric energies such as male, female, light, dark, and spiritual, physical, so that one may see the one unifying force of God that exists behind them. This helps one to heal and bring each polarity together within the self so they may work in harmony, bringing one to a state of self-acceptance as well as acceptance of the differences in others and in all of creation. The deep connection that Shiva lingams have to creation give them a powerful resonation with all elements. They carry with them a strong connection to the earth element, so strong that it provides a deep link with the earth itself for a pure connection and understanding of the planet we call home. Water itself is able to change shape, and the lingams have been shaped by the water. This is an intimate bond that is held within the stone, allowing one to develop emotional and spiritual knowledge of great depth. It provides the cleansing effects of water and has a gentle cooling effect on the body. One may notice an influx of intuitive insights as well when working with a Shiva lingam. Although it can easily cool the body, this stone is able to pick up and store heat very quickly. It contains immense fire energy within it, which can be felt as it energizes the entire body and auric field. The fire energy in this stone is so intense that it can immediately activate Kundalini energy and ignite the soul. When meditating with Shiva lingam, one can feel this intense energy moving from the base of the spine all the way to the top, moving the sacred energy within through the chakra column and activating every chakra along the way. This also provides an incredible boost to vitality and prana. Prana is the breath of life, originally coming from God's source to the human body at birth. We breathe this breath every day of life, and through breathing we can work closely with the element of wind. When meditating with Shiva lingam, one may notice an increase in the amount of air that one can breathe in. When paired with pranic breathing techniques, this becomes further amplified and allows one to bring out the full force of the wind element within the stone and in one's own body. Shiva lingam's resonance with wind can also be felt by simply holding the stone and rolling it around in your hands. It has a lofty, airy feel to it that helps to soothe the mind. Shiva lingams are overall transformative stones and contain the storm element as well. They supercharge the body's electromagnetic field and greatly enhance chakra flow through all vital points in the body. This allows one to hone in on inner transformation through realizing the patterns, beliefs, and habits that are holding one back from their greatest purpose. The Crowley Tarot, Hermetic Tarot, Tree of Life. Queen of Wands, the Queen of the Thrones of Flames. As stated earlier, we have this queen coming in with the Sagittarius energy and the Scorpio energy, and as such she's perfect being water of fire, specific water in the world of primal fire. Her wand tells us that she has control over her fire, her chaos, her power. And she is most definitely powerful. She is a creative force that has a hard time stopping on any one thing for too long before more fire comes up to put her passion into another creative project or idea. And maybe that's what this is all about with her for this fifth day of February. Controlling that fire even more. I'm being reminded of the hermit, Merlin, and his wise advice to tap into our inner child and to be creational and to think about what we really want to do - to prioritize and focus our energy. So with the wand of the queen, she can point that fire and use it to work on her creative pursuits. She has the power of leadership, as her leopard shows us that he is tame by her side, and trusts her control over his power too. Her primal, sensual nature is about raw female sexual power. Not only the power to create life, but the power to attract any mate she wishes. The Queen of Wands is the Aphrodite, and she was so powerful in her sensuality, her raw feminine power, that not many male or female could resist her powerful energy, intoxicating. Sometimes the biggest problem for this energy is not using it, but the frequencies being felt anyway, and people being attracted to the warmth of the fire of the Queen of Wands - no matter what. The Queen of Wands is telling us to turn that power, turn the wand inward at this time so we may balance out the light and the shadow energies that dwell within. We are to cut cords, extinguish the fires that pull from us in ways that don't serve our greatest good, or highest timelines, that keep us from our truth and souls out of fear or pain or any of the multitude of ways that we can use our fire to attract but not nurture ourselves or others. Cutting energy cords is very important at this time. Please see the link at the bottom of the page for my ebook that gets into the importance of cutting energy cords and my companion guided meditation to take you through the practice. Messages from your spirit guides for February 5, 2021. Dear One. Normally the intense fire energy that is beginning to come through today would insist on movement and accomplishing things. However, at this time we ask you to work on holding the fire that tries to move you away from the inner world that calls to you. Turn the One to the Self, control the fire within and master your frequency. Do not allow for any outside forces to push or trigger your more emotional and illogical responses. You will be tested on matters that would normally raise your hackles and push you to get defensive. We ask you that you use the balance of the water within you to calm the flames that can rage out of control. The patterns and dances that you can get accustomed to will only take you back the way you came, again and again, until you raise your perspective, get above the fire. Think of the bears, and how they are working on their evolution, and ask that you do the same, but not allowing the usual energies to move or manipulate you into distraction. The balancing of the divine feminine on the level of deep passion and desire, and the ability to manipulate the environment through the creative force of the energy of the feminine. Each one of you has both the divine feminine and the divine masculine within you. You couldn't be a human if you did not. One half of each makes your whole on the physical level. However, the aspect that moves towards evolution looks to balance that out on the energetic and spiritual planes of yourself. Controlling and taming the fire that pushes you into emotional places, or even physical places that are uncomfortable, are totally in your control, if you know how to distinguish your fire from any outside source that aims to set you ablaze, without warrant. Deep breaths, meditation for clearing and cutting energies, using water to balance, clear and heal yourself will empower you. Remember, there is great strength in inaction. And sometimes that's the most powerful thing you can do. Go within, stoke the flames that may purify you and take you further into balance. Tilde your spirit guides. Meditation. Required, 528 Hz music. Preferred space, outside, in the sun if possible. Or inside by a window with sun shining on you. Be sure to have candles lit if you are inside. Tap in with your crystals and gather a few that represent the four elements, place them on or around you in the seated position. Call in your guides and Gaia to work with you to balance out the elements within your physical body and to purify the energy around and in you. Ask that she receives your negatively charged energy by opening up your system and telling yourself "I release and I receive" while you concentrate on each chakra, and the elements that are within you, fire, water, earth and air, and you take deep breaths in and out of the mouth. Tell the crystals that represent each element to connect with the energies inside of you that you are ready to purify your body of energies, and you ask the crystals to assist you to release the energies that mute the power of the elements, that make them imbalanced, and that you ask for healing, guidance and support in your continued healing. Make it a point to tell yourself that you will pay attention and follow your guidance. Send love to the collective, and that they may be inspired to heal. Thank yourself, your guides and guardians, the crystals and Gaia for working with you to clear and heal. Happy 5th of February, lovely soul. I truly hope it's magical for you. Please post any questions in the comments. Thank you for reading today's messages. See you tomorrow. If you resonate with the vibrations of these messages, please visit my website to download my 4 new and free ebooks. 1. The Essential Empath Guide. 2. What is Psychic Attack and How to Eliminate Negative Energy. 3. The Spiritual War, The Light, The Dark, and Your Energy. 4. The Importance of Cord Cutting with Guided Astral Meditation Practice. 1-on-1 Personal Development. Did you know that I have a program for ascension, healing, spiritual connection and your soul evolution? It's called the Evolve Now program, and I offer a free 2-hour consultation evaluation with mini energy healing, connecting to Gaia so you can experience what it's like to work with us. See my website for details. Thanks for receiving these messages for today, February 4, 2021. Please remember to subscribe to this podcast and channel. Please rate and review and leave your comments or reach out directly. Infinite love and blessings. Don't forget the key is to create, and I love you already. Always and forever, infinity.